You're listening to the Blissful Bites Podcast Summit Preview Number 1.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
Everyone, and welcome to another Food Entrepreneur Summit Preview. So these are preview episodes. They are not official podcast episodes. They're just to give you a little bit of insight and taste for what the Food Summit is all about. You've heard me talk about the Food Summit now, and it's basically a way to come together with our community, with amazing, amazing, successful entrepreneurs, writers, and bloggers, and learn from them and come together as a community to support each other, ask each other questions, and just show that we don't have to do this alone. We can support each other, we can learn from each other, and we can feel really good and make some really great friendships while trying. So this is my solution to a conference. Instead of making everyone travel all over the world and come together, we can all do it from our couch and still have really, really great results. So I hope you join us for the summit. To get more information, you can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/summit. And this is a little preview with Davida Kugelmass from The Healthy Maven. She is talking all about how when she started out, she niched down and what she's doing now to grow her business, expand from her niche, and really tune into her community and really what she does to get to know her audience and really serve them. So I know you're going to love the preview of this conversation. And to hear more, go sign up for the summit. It is 18 masterclasses. You get lifetime access to all the videos, an amazing community, and you don't have to go anywhere. So come ask us questions. Come get involved in the community. I'm so excited to see you there. Enjoy this preview of Davida's masterclass.
I started to change a lot more in my own definition of health, and as a result, my content needed to change, so I needed to get very clear on who I was trying to reach. And I can't remember who said this, but it must have been a podcast I was listening to, but someone was talking about the idea of attracting or repelling. And I realized that I was trying to attract the wrong audience. And I think in the process was kind of repelling because I was not in line with my own values and what I was sharing. So I ended up, you know, just being like, okay, like what I'm doing is different from what other people are doing and what I'm saying is different, and that's okay. But I want to attract the people who I want to speak to and who I want to help me and inspire me. And when I got very clear on that, that's when I was like, okay, I literally need to think of the person that I'm writing to. Like, who is this person and what is the kind of content that she wants to see? And really the avatar is like almost a mirror. Like, she is a reflection of like, of who I am, which I think is super important in terms of, like, for me, authenticity is something that's really important. I do think that, like, you know, there is a separation between business and your own personal goals, but I'm someone who just, like, I can't throw myself into it and I can't produce my best if those aren't in line. So I radically have to shift my business. And maybe not as radical as other people might think, but for me, when you're, you know, very food focused and very niched in that market, and then you're like, hey, I want to talk about all of these other things. Like, that's a really challenging thing to do when you've built an audience who like expects an email in their inbox 3 days a week.
Right.
So yeah. So I was like, you know what? I need to know who I'm speaking to, and this is, and stick with it and believe in it and believe that, like, if my own values and my own goals personally are in line with those of my business, then it can only be successful.
Yeah. And you brought up a great point about niching down. And I would love to just talk a little bit about niching down and growth, because we talked a little bit beforehand and chatted, but we both agree that when you niche down, you will grow faster. And it's just easier because you become like the expert on whatever that subject is. So I would love to just hear your experience on why at the beginning you chose to niche down.
Yeah. So I think this is really a challenging conversation, especially when new bloggers reach out and they have questions for me in terms of like how they can grow their blog. And the advice that I give them and where they're at in their journey is very different from the advice I would give someone who's in the same position as me. When I first started, I was kind of all over the place and wanted to talk about a million things. And that's because I really believe that when it comes to health, it's not just about what you make in the kitchen. But then there was a point where it was like, okay, if I'm going to turn this into a business, I have to figure out like what pays my bills. And I love food, and people also seem to really love food, which is great. So it brought in a lot of traffic, and then brands came calling for sponsorships, and I was really able to build a strong business model by niching down specifically into healthy recipes.
So there you have it, a little preview into Davida's masterclass interview. She is really smart. She has a lot of things figured out as an entrepreneur. I really want you to come be able to learn from her and the other 17 people who are involved in the summit. So come on over. We can't wait to meet you. Go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/summit and we'll see you there. You've been listening to the Blissful Bites podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more inspiring interviews and a helpful business tip. Do you know what stage of blogging you're in? I put together this quiz to help you figure out what stage of blogging you're in and what you need to do to actually get to the next level. So take the quiz. It takes about 30 seconds. And from there, you'll learn what stage you're in and what things that you need to focus on to bring your blog and your business to the next level. Visit NicoleCulverBlog.com/quiz to take it and get started.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.